Hello everyone. Today we will be continuing our series on the Rambam's Sefer HaMitzvos. The first mitzvah that the Rambam counts is the commandment to believe in Hashem, the source for which is the first of the Aseres HaDibros, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, I am Hashem your God. As obvious as this may seem, the inclusion of this precept is actually a hotly debated topic amongst the Geonim and Rishonim. The Bahag, written in Geonic times, as well as the 14th century Spanish rabbi Chastoy Crescas, in his philosophical work Or Hashem, both do not count this as a mitzvah. They argue that because a mitzvah presupposes that there is someone commanding you to do something, it would be circular logic to have a commandment that compels you to believe in the commander. Thus, while believing in God is certainly the most fundamental element of Judaism, it cannot be counted amongst the mitzvahs. Assuming that the Rambam agrees with the Bahag and Rav Kreskas' premise that such circular logic would be theologically problematic, there are two basic approaches to explain why we consider this to be a mitzvah, and both of them stem from how the Rambam formulates the mitzvah in the Yad HaChazaka. Unlike the Sefer HaMitzvos, which was originally written in Arabic and subsequently translated into Hebrew, the Yad HaChazaka was written by the Rambam himself in Hebrew. There he says that the mitzvah is to know that there is a God, using the word yidia, knowledge. Knowing is different than the colloquial term to believe in God or to have faith in God. Knowing implies the absorption and understanding of knowledge, of details. To know there is a God, one must learn, understand, and accept certain facts about God. To that end, the Rambam devotes several halachos in the beginning of Yad HaChazaka, explaining exactly what one must know and accept to fulfill this mitzvah. Such an understanding goes beyond a mere belief in God's existence, and therefore does not present that problem of circular logic, because it is a step beyond just believing that there is a creator, or that a creator exists. There is another connotation to the word know, which gives us a second possible answer. The word know implies an intimate connection with an idea, much like the word know or yudia is used in the Torah to describe intimate behavior between a man and woman. This is a qualitatively different type of relationship than the word emuna or belief. Let's give an example. We believe in the law of gravity. We trust it every morning when we get out of bed and place our feet on the ground, unconcerned about the possibility of us floating away. If someone would ask us why we're not afraid, we would say it's because there is a law of gravity. Notice that we wouldn't say that we believe in gravity, even though that's certainly true. We say that there is a law of gravity, or that we know there is a law of gravity. It's a fact rather than a belief. This, the Malbim and others have suggested, is what the Rambam meant by a commandment to know that there is a God. He did not mean mere faith in Hashem's existence. As the Bahag believed, while certainly a prerequisite to the mitzvos, having faith or belief that God exists is not a mitzvah itself. The mitzvah of Yediyas Hashem, of knowing Hashem, is to believe in God, is to make his existence, omnipotence, and omnipresence so real, visceral, and a part of our lives that we know he is there, instead of merely professing abstract belief. Wishing you a wonderful, wonderful week.